Chapter 3. Nora opened her eyes. Outside, the sky was fading into dawn, but the moon was still caught in the trees, shedding pale light into the room. She had been dreaming, searching on frozen ground for something she had lost. Blades of grass, sharp and brittle, shattered at her touch, leaving tiny cuts on her flesh. Waking, she held her hands up, momentarily confused, but her hands were unmarked, her nails carefully filed and polished. Beside her, in his cradle, her son was crying. In one smooth motion, more instinct than intention, Nora lifted him into the bed. The sheets beside her were cool, arctic white. David was gone then, called to the clinic while she slept. Nora pulled her son into the warm curve of her body, opened her nightgown. His small hands fluttered against her swollen breasts like moth wings. He latched on. A sharp pain, which subsided in a wave as the milk came. She stroked his thin hair, his fragile scalp. Yes, astonishing, the powers of the body. His hands stilled, resting like small stars against her aureolas. She closed her eyes, drifting slowly between sleep and waking. A well deep within her was tapped, released. Her milk flowed, and mysteriously, Nora felt herself becoming a river or a wind encompassing everything. The daffodils on the dresser, and the grass growing sweetly and silently outside, the new leaves pressing open against the buds of the trees. Tiny larvae, white as seed pearls and hidden in the ground, transforming themselves into caterpillars, inchworms, bees. Birds in winged flight calling. All this was hers. Paul clenched his tiny fists below his chin. His cheeks moved rhythmically as he drank. Around them the universe hummed, exquisite and demanding. Nora's heart surged with love, with vast, unwieldy happiness and sorrow. She had not cried about their daughter right away, though David had. A blue baby, he had told her, tears catching in the stubble of his one-day beard. A little girl who never took a breath. Paul was in her lap, and Nora had studied him. The tiny face, so serene and wrinkled, the little striped knit cap, the infant fingers, so pink and delicate and curved, tiny, tiny fingernails, still soft, translucent as the daylight moon. What David was saying, Nora could not take it in, not really. Her memories of the night before were distinct, then blurry. There was the snow and the long ride to the clinic through the empty streets, and David stopping at every light while she fought against the rippling urge, seismic and intense, to push. After that, she remembered only scattered things, strange things. The unfamiliar quietness of the clinic, the soft, worn feel of a blue cloth across her knees, the coldness of the examination table slapping her bare back. Caroline Gill's gold watch glinting every time she reached to give Nora the gas. Then she was waking up, and Paul was in her arms, and David was beside her, weeping. She glanced up, watching him with concern and an interested detachment. It was the drugs, the aftermath of the birth, a hormonal high,